My role involves advocacy for American agriculture around the globe. Just I think in the past 8 months or so, I've been on five continents, many, many countries, working to get equitable relationships on agriculture products and to ensure parity in our trade on a variety of agricultural commodities. The typical cadence for me is I'll do a fair amount of international travel with trading partners, and then go back domestic and visit with stakeholders in the U.S. and spend time at their conferences and sharing the things that we're up to and the things that we're doing. In fact, about a week ago, I was at the Cattlemen's Convention, also attended the Animal Feed Conference, was down at the Growth Energy Conference that they held, and did a roundtable at the University of Georgia on agricultural trade. But that cadence of going international and then visiting with stakeholders in the U.S. was appropriately interrupted this week, and I think it is very fitting that while I'm here visiting with the Guatemalan government, that the Grains Council is here in country as well. And I think that speaks to the on-the-ground footprint, the heavy emphasis on trade, and the work that you all do with a variety of trading partners. It quite honestly makes my work a lot easier, and the pre-engagements that U.S. Grains is often involved with makes that work on trade all that much easier. So we certainly appreciate the partnership that we've got. USTR post is absolutely critical. Having a very strong agricultural component, having a deputy a chief of mission who is engaged, all of these things make a massive difference for us, and we are very fortunate in Guatemala to have a very strong team in place. And again, it just makes trade all that much easier. But I wanted to take a moment to really just recognize and thank the fact that all of you take time out of your schedules, take time away from your family. Today is February 14th, which is a date that has some significance back in the U.S. I know it does for my family and my spouse. But you all put aside, in many cases, a lot of time at your operation, time looking over your business, time with family to do trips like this. And I just want to tell you, it is absolutely vital. It makes a big difference in our effectiveness at being successful in agricultural trade. So thank you for all of that and what you do. I thought I would take a moment just to kind of review happenings here for this trip as an illustration, talk about a few other regions of the U.S. Mostly I'm really interested. I think Ryan's going to come up here and we're going to have a chance to do a bit of a dialogue and to talk about various areas of interest to grains and grain trade around the globe right now. So I landed at noon yesterday, and by just after 2 p.m. yesterday was in a bilateral with the Ministry of Energy and Mines here in Guatemala. And that represented the first meeting that any member of the administration from Washington had had with the new government here in Guatemala. Our meeting was entirely focused on biofuels, so I think it's very fitting and appropriate that our first deep discussion, at least from the White House with this administration, was on biofuel policy. As the DCM mentioned just a moment ago, Guatemala had committed to getting to E10 by January of next year. This is a very, very important commitment. So the minister and I walked through a variety of issues related to that and probing essentially Guatemala's plan for how they're going to get to E10 under the commitment that has been made so far. We had a very, very good discussion, very deep one. We talked a fair amount about the engagements that the government here is planning, and we were pleased to hear that the Ministry of Energy and Mines will be leading that engagement. I think that's a good signal, and one that we're certainly going to keep on top of and keep involved with as well. So the upshot, at least from that meeting, was that any discussion of process or steps or things that the government might be interested in having on hand are all things that either the U.S. Grains Council, our departments back in the executive branch of the U.S. government have all of the information relating to technical issues, issues relating to pricing, issues related to food versus fuel, all things that we have worked on in the past are all things that I think we're well equipped to help the government going forward. So we certainly will appreciate the ongoing engagement here. This will be a top priority for USTR at remaining on top of the progress on getting to E10 here in the Guatemalan market. Following that bilateral, I went over to the Department of Agriculture, met with the Minister of Agriculture yesterday afternoon. And I want to share with you all one of the very first things that we talked about was the success of CAFTA and the fact that both the U.S. and Guatemala have benefited tremendously from the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Trade in Guatemala in terms of agricultural products going to the U.S. has increased threefold over since CAFTA was first signed, and their volume is up to around $2.9 billion of agricultural product that goes to the U.S. under CAFTA. The U.S. has experienced very similar benefits from that agreement, and it's just very important, especially in this region right now, as we engage with various partners in Central Latin America and South America, that we continue to discuss the mutual benefits that these trade agreements have and our ongoing commitment to honor and to continue to reinforce those commitments that we have between our countries. We also talked about biotechnology a fair amount, which I thought was a very, very good discussion. We expressed some concern over some lack of recent approvals and some timelines that the government has been on. The minister committed to setting up a dialogue to have a discussion very soon with POST and with affected members of the government to talk about the biotech approval process and getting progress on that, which was a very good discussion. And then lastly, I wanted to share with you all something the U.S. Congress funded about 3 years ago, and we recently saw the fruition of that program, was appropriations language to support developing educational materials and public materials about biotechnology, its safety, and the benefits that biotech crops provide for consumers, both in terms of quality, sustainability, et cetera. And the U.S. government developed Spanish language versions of all of those materials, and so I shared with the minister yesterday that we had those on hand, and he was very interested in receiving them. We're certainly looking forward to providing all those materials because we think they can be a tool to help bridge the gap between public understanding of biotech and the innovation and what it means. Certainly, the government here is very, very interested in sustainability, and so the minister and I talked at length about how innovation and technology is inextricably linked to sustainability. The fact that if you want to do soil erosion prevention, and they certainly have a lot of steep slopes here, volcanic soils in Guatemala, that the same conservation tillage that U.S. farms have had experience with for generations, leaving crop residues on fields, obviously help with soil erosion prevention, but they also help in terms of carbon storage at the root zone as well. And so having sound technology, having access to biotech seeds and crops, all works together in terms of the overall sustainability goals. And I think this is an area of ripe for partnership and for further discussion for us, and certainly look forward to that. This afternoon, I'll be going over to the Economia Ministry to meet there and discuss trade. Again, I anticipate we'll talk about the importance of CAFTA and what it's done both for Guatemala and for the United States, and to talk about perhaps capacity building ideas that the U.S. could help to further invest in. There's been a lot so far through USAID, through a variety of agencies, and certainly as Guatemala seeks to help improve its productivity on the agriculture side for, frankly, a lot of commodities that the U.S. doesn't grow. Those are certainly areas that are ripe for discussion, and we want to further those. And so we're looking forward to that bilateral this afternoon. I wanted to connect it to just a couple other areas that are, I think, of very deep interest for U.S. grains. I want to start with Brazil. So before I got in the airplane to come down here, I had the Brazilian government in my office at the White House. This was not only their Ministry of Agriculture, but it was several members of their legislature and other advisors of the Lula government. And the meeting was supposed to have lasted for a half hour, but I want to share with you that the meeting went for an hour, and it was entirely about biofuels. The meeting was squarely focused on the tariff, the duty that Brazil currently has on U.S. ethanol. That duty is at 18%. And we don't have a tariff on Brazilian ethanol at all. So we discussed the fact that there had not been follow-up since my visit in the spring to Brasilia. While Brazil has certainly made improvements on the Renova Bio program or their version of RFS, they have not taken any steps to change or reduce that tariff line. So I just want to share with you all, we had a very frank discussion about consequences, not only executive branch consequences, but the potential for legislative consequences for this ongoing inequity. The minister understood the discussion, and he committed to us that he would convene with the CAMEX minister in the near future and develop a proposal to share with the U.S. So this was very welcome news. We will see where this leads. We'll be seeing trade ministers at the upcoming WTO ministerial that's coming up in just a few weeks in Abu Dhabi. And we will certainly be holding that conversation up as a next step, clearly, to get a proposal from Brazil on changes to that duty. But I know this has been an ongoing irritant for the folks in this room. This has been an ongoing frustration for me and my team because that duty stands in stark contrast to the open trade that we had had on biofuels and, quite frankly, a very mutual beneficial trade on biofuels. And we want to get back to that point where we are mutually successful in the area of ethanol and on biofuels. I see somebody up here left a little tool maybe I'll take back with me. I'll take just a quick step back and discuss trade overall. We have had three of the strongest years in history on agricultural trade. Something you may not have heard on your local news is that over the course of just the last 12 months, 31 countries have dropped barriers to trade, either tariff barriers or non-tariff barriers to trade, and that's something we need to build upon going forward in 2024. I recognize the input costs have been a concern for many farmers, and another piece of news that you may not have gotten from your local recently is that the administration worked to reduce the tariff on fertilizer coming out of Morocco. That duty had been at 20%. And we've now gotten it into the single digits, and certainly there's a lot of additional work to do there. We can't have success in places like Japan, where we are able to capture up to 100% of their ethanol market, but still have input costs up for farmers. We need to make sure that the bottom line for farmers is penciling out and that we've got them in a successful position to succeed going forward. There certainly are a lot of headwinds heading into 2024 on trade. The strong U.S. economy, the strong U.S. dollar, many factors of the sort of hot U.S. economy we have right now serve as a headwind for exports for us and a bit of a tailwind for imports coming into the U.S. So it means that we need to double our efforts and keep the work ongoing. There has certainly been a lot of uncertainty. Farm bill has not passed in Congress. There's really no clarity right now on when a farm bill might get across the finish line. And as you all have heard, it seems like every month or two we've got talk about government shutdowns and lapses on appropriations. So it has been really important. USDA has come forward with a Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, or RAP. That is $1.2 billion to work on ag promotion and export promotion. I know the folks in this room are spending a lot of time thinking about how they would like to capitalize on that, but I'm really, really pleased that U.S. Grains has been very proactive, and we're going to have a lot of opportunities in the year to come utilizing those resources and getting access promotion and export outreach going with those funding. So just appreciate all the work that you all are doing and the conversations that you're having on utilizing those funds. Lastly, trade missions. We have a full slate of trade missions planned for 2024. I'll be in India in a little over a month from now for that trade mission. India dropped tariffs on 10 agricultural commodities in 2023 through bilateral discussion, and those tariffs have come down and in force, almost all of them have come into force already. So That's been a really welcome thing, so we're going to have a trade mission to go along with that. I can't thank enough the partnership we've had with USDA. The idea has been in areas where we are breaking down tariff barriers or market access, that USDA strategically plans to have a trade mission in those same markets. It's kind of like, you know, making sure the tractor trailer is right behind the combine going down through the field, and that as we are able to open up new opportunities, we're there to harvest those and to set up deals through those trade missions as well. So I'll stop there. There's a long list. I could stand up here and go through every country with you, but I'd much rather have a chance to do a dialogue and sit down and have a little bit of time to exchange on various things that we're up to. But I want you all to know that it is an honor for me to serve in this capacity, to be an advocate on behalf of you. There's a lot to do. We're proud of the successes we've had, but we recognize that we've got to double our efforts to make sure that we're successful out there. So thank you for the partnership. Thank you for being here and traveling to places like Guatemala City. Again, it shows your commitment to ag trade, and looking forward very much to working with you in the year to come to get even more successes on the ground.